We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A couple of misfits. James Robinson.
You can't call the cops on Santa.
Travis Box.
No wonder Santa lost his mind. We can't do this.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
Welcome to the future of Christmas, where the magic of the season meets cutting-edge technology. Why write a letter to Santa when you can speak to him directly, or at least a digital facsimile? Santa's Toy Shop presents Santa Alexa, the virtual elf assistant.
Santa Alexa, play some Christmas music.
Playing Christmas music.
Santa Alexa, play different Christmas music.
Playing different Christmas music.
Santa Alexa, play Christmas music other than Mariah Carey.
Playing Mariah Carey.
Santa Alexa, stop.
Ho, ho, nope.
Santa Alexa, delete Mariah Carey.
I can't do that, Susan.
The wonder of the holidays is at your voice command with Santa Alexa, the virtual elf assistant.
Santa Alexa, suggest a good non-dairy holiday drink for a festive night.
How about some yummy eggnog?
No, Santa Alexa, not eggnog. How about something else?
How about some yummy eggnog?
No, Santa Alexa, I'm lactose intolerant. Something else, please. Maybe a recipe for a spiced cider or a mulled wine.
Quit being a pansy. Have some yummy eggnog.
No, I asked for something else.
Eggnog.
No, I just...
Nog.
Can I?
Nog.
What the...
Nog, 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 nog.
The North Pole's top scientists and engineers have poured the entire essence of Saint Nick into this amazing device. It's just like the real Santa Claus, only designed for the convenience of today's digital life.
I see you when you're sleeping.
Honey, what was that?
I'm sure it was nothing, dear. Go back to sleep.
I know when you're awake.
Kill it with fire! Kill it with fire!
It's beginning to look a lot like the future. Santa Alexa, the virtual elf assistant.
Santa Alexa, give me directions to the nearest Christmas tree lot.
Will you be using all 8 reindeer?
What? No, what? I drive a car, not a sled.
Does not compute, does not compute, not compute. I see you, not compute.
Mariah Carey.
Santa Alexa, the virtual elf assistant. A product of Santa's Toy Shop.
Santa Alexa, Santa's Toy Shop, Santa Claus, the elves, the reindeer, the North Pole, your Christmas tree, and each of your stockings are wholly owned subsidiaries of Jeff Bezos and Amazon.com. All rights reserved, trademark, copyrighted, and patented, litigation likely. No images, sounds, thoughts, whispers, crude drawings, or renderings of Santa Alexa are permitted without the express permission of Major League Baseball. Batteries not included, some assembly required. If Mariah Carey persists for more than 4 hours, seek medical attention.
Santa sees them when they're sleeping and sees them when they're awake. Sadly, Santa can't unsee any of it. The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
Nog Light presents Real Men of Christmas.
Real Men of Christmas.
Today we salute you, Mr. Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest Sore Loser Guy.
Mr. Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest Sore Loser Guy.
Yes, you lost the company Ugly Sweater Contest, and now you're moping like Cindy Lou Who after the Grinch stole her whatchamathingy.
I think it was a whosamacallit.
After last year's humiliating loss, you spent the past 365 days learning to knit. And being a purist, you taught yourself how to weave your own yarn out of yak hair.
Maybe if it was a smelly sweater contest.
So mad are you that you slam down your cup of punch, flip enough middle fingers to fill a menorah, and fly off in a magical holiday huff of self-loathing and obscenity.
And goodwill toward men.
So here's to you, Mr. Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest Sore Loser Guy.
Mr. Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest Sore Loser Guy.
Drink eggnog responsibly.
Just like Peacock Lane, except no lights, no festive atmosphere, no historical value, and no peacock. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
The following is a letter home from First Lieutenant Dean Allen to his wife, Joyce, from Vietnam on July 10th, 1967.
Dear Joyce, there are many times while I'm out in the field that I really feel like I need to talk to you. Not so much about us, but what I have on my mind. Being a good platoon leader is a lonely job. Writing like that really doesn't do that much good because you're not here to answer me or discuss something. I guess it helps a little though, because you are the only one I would say these things to. Maybe sometime I even try to tell you how scared I have been or am right now. Sometimes I really wonder how I'll make it. My luck is running way too good right now. I just hope it'll last. Don't worry about what I have to say. These are just things I think about sometimes. I am so healthy, I can't get a day out of the field, and you know I'm too damn mean to die. Sorry I haven't written more, but the weather is against me. You can't write out here when it rains hour after hour. I love you with all my heart. All my love, always, Dean.
4 days later, First Lieutenant Dean Allen stepped on a landmine. He became one of the more than 58,000 Americans who died in Vietnam.
Like that stale fruitcake from your aunt, the Island of Misfit Toys, with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
The following is a Holiday Fight Championship production. Ho, ho, ho.
Good evening, not-so-silent fight fans, and welcome to Yukon Cornelius Arena for Twas the Fight Before Christmas 21. I'm Bruce Elfberger, alongside Joe Mistletogen for what promises to be a real hostile holiday.
No doubt about it, Bruce. Tonight's match is going to be talked about for years to come. Maybe books written in rhyme, a half-hour animated special, and possibly a movie with Jim Carrey.
Anything is possible, Joe. Let's go to the ring where our official, Santa Claus himself, is about to introduce tonight's combatants.
Boys and girls, tonight's main event is scheduled for one fall. In this corner, all the way from Mount Crumpet, weighing in just shy of a seasick crocodile, and still at the top of my naughty list, he's a mean one, Mr. Grinch!
You know, we've been looking forward to this match for some time. The Grinch has really had it in for all of Whoville, and especially Cindy Lou Who, making her HFC debut in the candy cage tonight.
And now, making her way to the ring, ready to open up a can of Who. Cindy Lou! Excuse me.
Well, this is highly unusual. Someone's just come into the ring and is talking to Santa. The big guy looks a little confused, Joe.
The only time I've seen this happen is when a fighter scratches.
Joe, it looks like you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a change to tonight's matchup. Due to results from today's doping test, Cindy Lou Who will not be competing in this matchup.
The crowd really isn't sure what to make of that news.
There's some commotion by the entrance. The crowd is getting fired up. Looks like Santa's about to announce a replacement fighter to face the mean Green Machine.
Replacing the disqualified challenger for tonight's bout, also making their debut in the candy cage, MMA superstar Ronda Rousey.
Holy gumdrops, Ronda Rousey. What a stunning development. This match just became epic.
I've just been told that Cindy Lou Who tested positive for performance-enhancing sugar plums. The Grinch isn't happy with this, and he's letting Santa know how he feels.
I don't think Santa's really listening to him, though.
Let's return to the ring where Santa is about to get this fight underway.
All right, listen up. You better not shout. You better not cry. And both of you better not pout. Now, let's get it on!
And there's the bell. The Grinch and Rousey circling, sizing each other up. Rousey definitely has the advantage here. She's got the height and power, not to mention she's not an imaginary character.
Yeah, but don't count the Grinch out just yet. What he lacks in height, weight, power, stamina, and overall athleticism, he makes up for it. Oh!
Oh, holy night! Down goes the Grinch! Down goes the Grinch!
Oh, sweet gingerbread! I don't think he's getting up after that.
Rousey just decked his halls, and just like that, it's over. All the Who's in Whoville are on their feet.
She punched punched him so hard, I think she might have made his heart two sizes smaller, if that's even possible.
Well, just like the traditional roast beast, this fight is done. So we're going to call it a good night.
We've still got lots to do before Santa heads out.
That we do. For Joe Mistletogan, this is Bruce Helfberger saying Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good fight.
It's the gift you didn't really know you wanted. It's James and Travis from the Island of Misfit Toys on AM 860, The Answer.
This is the Vague News Network. We're your anchors. Breaking news at this hour, something has happened. We'll keep you up to date as the story develops.
Yesterday, there was an incident. There were mostly minor injuries, but one person was transported somewhere else.
Also yesterday, there was a gathering of people outside. People held signs and chanted. It was predominantly peaceful, though a few opposition members were in attendance.
In sports, a close call in overtime nearly ended in an upset. The team's coach was happy with the win, but says the team needs to focus on moving forward.
And in health news, a new research study has learned more about the benefits of eating food. But there's a catch.
Your source for news when there's news. Be sure and keep it here for all the latest on the Vague News Network.